Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom. And on this edition of Newscast, I'm finding out more about Lockton sheep on the Isle of Man and what we can do to protect them into the future. One person trying to do just that is Jenny Shepherd, aptly named, who has the biggest flock of Lockton sheep on the Isle of Man, and she's been showing me round her farm in Patrick.
It makes no sense to keep him, because really he's so small, but he's got the most fabulous character that you just can't give up on him.
I think I can see him.
There's Dinky. Hello, Dinky.
Oh my gosh, that little bleat.
Come here, oh, he'll come.
Thank you.
Both of them have got mums, but they haven't got any milk, or not enough. So they're both bottle fed. Come on, Dinky.
Hi, Dinky.
I have to put this trying to stop him climbing out. Come on, I know, I've rubbing the milk out.
Come on, Dinky. Come around.
Let's pick you up. He is
gorgeous.
Look how tiny he is.
So how old is he now then?
He's just over a week and a day. I didn't think he'd survive, but he has such a fabulous, feisty character. And it really is, feed me, feed me, feed me, I'm going to survive. It makes no economic sense to hand rear something like this, but every farmer should have their indulgences.
Yeah. Look at that face.
You are such a rogue. But he is absolutely adorable.
You're all watching me.
So we're here in the wool shop at the moment, and I think in here there are some amazing examples of how you can get a commercial return from Lockton's, isn't there?
People don't realise, but Manx Lockton wool is A, very rare, which makes it very sought after. Our biggest market used to be the USA till Donald Trump mucked it up. But we're lucky the English market's picking up to take over, and the European market. But even British wool, they say it's the most valuable wool they've got, apart from Blueface Leicester. So they're paying out £3 a kilo.
Wow. And what would you normally get for,
pence.
Say...
Pence.
Just pence.
20p per kilo for sort of rough hill sheep. So, I mean, it really is valuable wool. But we decided years ago to spin it ourselves. And actually, we started off with balls of wool, knitting kits. Then we moved on to blankets. We've got all sorts here. We're always introducing new things. If they work, we'll carry on. If they don't, then it's a one-off line. But
even the different balls of wool you've got loads of different blends. So you've got the old girl's wool, which is really interesting to me. So tell me, what's the story behind that one?
Manx Lockton sheep, when they get older, start to go grey, so their wool's much, much lighter. And previously, we couldn't put it in with most of the wool because it brought the colour, made it much lighter. So we just took a risk one year and spun it as a old girl's wool. And it's absolutely fabulous. And it's probably now one of our best sellers because everyone loves the story.
And the colour of it's beautiful. It's quite a soft brown. So whereas you've got some of the stronger colours of the younger Lockton's, the old girl's wool, it is that soft, I'm trying to describe it, think of a colour, it's like it is almost like chocolate, isn't it?
It's, yeah, sort of milky chocolate. But it's incredibly popular. We also do a few blends because people were asking for other colours. Lockton wool being dark brown doesn't dye. Well, people going, oh, can't you dye it? Well, I mean, I think you end up with quite murky, muddy, some of them be interesting colours, but not everyone's cup of tea.
And it sort of defeats the point a little bit, doesn't it? The point is it's Lockton wool. That is the colour that Locktons are.
That is the colour they are. And I've got to say, when we had the American market, 75% of our wool went there. They are so appreciative of rare breeds, and they realise for them to survive, you need to support them. So it's not only Lockton's they support, it's Boré and all the other rare breeds, but they were absolutely brilliant, the Americans. But sadly, Donald Trump's mucked up that market. He mucked it up before by doubling the post overnight in his last term, and now with these tariffs, nobody dares send anything anywhere, because by the time it arrives there, the tariffs probably doubled. So the American market's dead at the moment.
And just how much of an impact does that have on your annual sales?
It caused a bit of a blimp, but we're really lucky because since COVID, the English market's picked up. Everyone shut at home took up knitting, and loads of them were ordering loads of wool. So we were incredibly lucky in COVID because we own our own, the shops on the farm. So we weren't paying rent and losing money through that. But we had suddenly this massive increase in people wanting wool. And a lot of them have continued.
And we focus mainly on the wool, but we are in your shop here, and there's a Manx Lockton meat fridge over in that corner. In this one, this one's particularly intriguing, charcuterie. How exciting. So what processes do you go through for that?
Oh, quite a lot. It's quite labour intensive. We now employ a full-time chef who does it for us. Across the way is the charcuterie shop, which has all the curing fridges in. But you increase the value of the meat. Okay, it's taken a lot to get there, but salami, Manx Lockton salami, is worth at least £60 a kilo.
Wow.
So suddenly you're adding value to your meat. We were doing really well with the wool, but we weren't selling as much meat or making the most out of it, which is why we thought we'd try it. We only started just over a year last December. And last year we entered the Great Taste Award, and we got a 3-star award for our Manx Lockton chorizo, 2-star for the Manx Lockton salami, and also 2-star for the pork chorizo. So suddenly we had this, we realised we were doing it right.
And you have a really good quality product that you can sell and that people like.
Yeah. I mean, we're now looking into getting 1 or 2 English markets, but we can't go for any of the big markets because there's a finite number of Locktons, so it's not you can just keep doing it, but there's also a finite amount we can produce. It's all made on the farm, so we want a little outlet. Some of them I can't discuss them because it's not yet confirm, but 1 or 2 of them that we're trying for are quite exciting.
Ooh, so I have to watch this space for those then. But do you think there's still a bit of almost a stigma attached to Manx Lockton's and the attitudes towards ways to try and 1, preserve the breed and 2, make money from it as well?
We passionately care about Lockton's, and we decided 10 years ago what we needed to do was show that you can make a good living from just Lockton's. And we are now making really good living from the wool, everything from skins, blankets, balls of wool. The charcuterie has taken off like we can't make enough to supply the market, is the truth. So suddenly we're actually now profitable enough to employ a chef full time and a young lad 25 hours a week to help on the farm.
And do you think that is going to be the secret to preserving this native Manx breed?
I think yes, because if people see them as profitable, then more people are likely to keep them. there is stigma with a lot of the older farmers who see them just as pets or indulgences, not earning their keep. And the reason they went out of favour is because you can't eat a Lockton till they're at least 2 years old. They're breeding sheep that are born in the spring and you're eating them by Christmas time. You know,
it's a much quicker turnaround.
Yeah, and you're not having to overwinter them. So, but the meat is worth much more. It's completely different meat to ordinary lamb. If I give it to people without telling them what it is, they think it's venison.
Wow.
So it's actually closer to venison than lamb, which is not surprising because it's slow maturing. So the texture is more like venison and it's a richer, gamier taste. I don't think it's over gamey, but it absolutely lends itself to charcuterie and the other runaway success of sausages. We've had to stop over lambing. But we also need to stop to let stocks build up again. If other farms realise the value, the true value of Lockton's, a few more of them might keep it. The mere fact if you just shear them, put your wool in at the wool board and you get £3 a kilo should make them think. The wool's worth far more than any other breed over here.
And of course, it's been in the news this week that numbers of Lockton are in decline. It's gone onto the red priority list for breeds that are at risk. And is that something that you yourself have seen happening? And what can we do about that?
There's a video I made for Visit Isle of Man that was to do with our farm, and even in that I said, look, these sheep are really endangered and you're going to lose them if somebody doesn't help. It makes me very sad that the UK have more sheep than we do. They are truly Manx animals, but we're going to lose them here unless there's a change in attitude and more people start keeping them. Dougie Bolton, which I'm sure a lot of people will remember, who lived at the White House in Kirkmichael, he had the world's largest flock, 1,500. He died, but none of his family wanted to carry on his sheep. So a handful of them survived, but the rest have all gone. You know, that's 1,500 sheep out of... Not huge numbers to start with. We're now the world's largest flock. We've come down to 600. We were at 9, but that was too many. 6 fits the land, fits what we want to do, fits with the conservation work we do. But yes, they do need help.
And some of the other commercial opportunities that we've been speaking about is cruise ships, funnily enough, of all places, can actually be something that farmers of Manx Lockton could actually capitalise on.
Well, we are this year. We've been working towards it for 2 or 3 years, but this year we've got a lot of cruise ship passengers booked to come and see us. And they'll see the sheep, they'll have a short talk on the wool, tea and coffee and a biscuit, and they can wander around and actually see the sheep. A lot of these cruise ship passengers are fed up with castles. They've seen them all around Britain. So there's quite a market for something other than a castle. And people are really intrigued by these extraordinary looking sheep with their four horns and their little stocky, agile shape. But yeah, so there's huge potential to make money from them. I mean, it makes me sad that it's well over 40 years since a Lockton won at any of the agricultural shows. They're just, the best we've done is get shortlisted to the last 11. But I think that was more to appease us because we're one of the biggest groups that enter. And we do it so the tourists can see them. But it's such a shame that they're just not seen as being of any farming value here.
So you think we should be shouting loud and proud about the Lochtons?
Mm. Come up here and we'll show you what you can do with them. They are valuable. It's a different sort of farming because the turnover's slower, but it's worth it. Mm. It really is. Even the meat, before you do anything to it, is worth more than ordinary lamb, particularly in England. But we can't compete with the English market because we've got that ocean between us that costs an awful lot to ship things across. But they're getting very good money for their meat in some of the high-end restaurants.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.